Welcome to another episode of Unlock Your Soul with yours truly, Anthony, your soul. I'm at the ever beautiful, ever amazing Nairobi's kitchen, and my favorite kitchen is obviously Fire and Door. This is where we get our pizzas and we feel good. And whenever you come here, come and ask for Cage or Sam, and I promise you they will get you the best pizza. Anyway, that's it. Speaking of the best pizzas, when it comes to music in Kenya, it's like a pizza. You know, the foundation is basically, you know what, rhythm and great melodies. But then the toppings, when it comes to pizza, you know, sometimes you have your mozzarella cheese, you can have your onions, you can have your basil, you can have chicken even, whatever you guys want. And sometimes even pineapples. The same thing with Kenyan music industry. When it comes to Genge Tone, it's a mishmash of all of that and more. So today I want to understand from one of the pioneers of Genge Tone on his journey moving up from literally the bottom to being at the top of the charts. I'm joined by the one and only Vuva of 34 Gang.
Yeah.
Vuva Rada.
Gofiti.
Tume agree usijaribu kunyongelesha Kiswahili ngumu hapa.
Aina mambo yanaenda kupeleka pole pole.
So utagotiana siku hizi ni gani? Unagotiana aje?
Asi ni wagwan tu.
Hakuna zingine mpya?
Pia mimi. Kidogo pia si unajua kuna Abanton na Gengeton.
Okay, so are you Abanton or Gengeton?
Sini Gengeton, sini wazee kidogo.
So now you're the old generation.
Sini wazee kidogo.
But wewe umelelewa Doni.
Yeah.
You know me, I also grew up in Doni, and I always used to think as Doni as the most bougie place here in Islando. So wewe ulitokaje kutoka Doni ukaanza kufanya vitu ya Gengeton? Doni inaongana watu wa vizungu, kizungu mingi sana huko.
Ah, wapi? Doni bado tutasemaje? Si ghetto lakini ni mtaa.
Yeah.
Tuko na maboys yani.
Yeah.
Yani hiyo kukakaa na maboys kidogo kidogo ndo tumepata tukaanza ngoma man.
So 34 Gang ilizaliwaje?
34 Gang tulikuwa na vibe to studio. Nilikuwa na kina the other founding members.
Yeah.
Kina Bireza.
Yeah.
Akina Guantai.
Yeah.
Akina Shagwa, some of them even are not doing music right now.
Yeah.
But tulipatana tu kama ka group yetu ya mtaani.
Yeah.
Tulikuwa tuna chill pamoja na si wote tulikuwa tunapenda music.
Yeah.
So kidogo kidogo tukajipata tumeingia ndani.
So even that 34 Gang na manshani, Gang na manshani juu, I actually realized see a negative connotation, it got a different meaning. What does gang stand for?
Actually, GVNG stands for...
So it's GVNG, not G-A-N-G.
It's not G-N-G.
GVNG.
GVNG.
What does it mean?
So it stands for good vibes, no guns.
Good vibes, no guns.
Yeah. No violence, no criminalism.
So you guys chose music over violence, over gangs.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, what are some of your memories growing up in Doni? Because we only grew up in Doni when akukua na hizi maesto, maface 8, chakaranda.
Yeah.
Before hizo maplaces zikuwe like, you know, apartments nini. There were no apartments in Doni Home those times. Because I grew up around the same time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or we moved to Doni Home around the same time. When you were growing up there.
Yeah.
Doni Home ilikuwa aje that time?
Doni hiyo time hata sijuka wana kumbuka. Ilikuwa kulikuwa na misitu hivi.
Emi nakumbuka. Hata places kama Harambe Sako.
Yeah.
Harambe Sako ilikuwa, like mimi nilikuwa nasikia mat. Mat inatoka, imefika Savo, inaanza kupiga honi. By the time natoka kwa hao, napata na mat phase 5. Juu, naweza sikia mat, juu hakuna watu wanaishi huko.
Bana, ile design yenye mat zinawaita mkiwa kwa hao.
Inaita like, wanza kutoka kwa hao. Juu, wanajua. Also, even I, before then, I used to walk from Harambe Sako all the way to roundabout. Kuchukua mat. Juu, before mat zinzeta kuingia huku ndani. So, nini ingine ku grow up uko mlikuwa nafanya nini juu mimi nilielewa uko tukiwa form 4 wewe umegrow up ukiwa mtoto
yani
mlikuwa mnafanya nini Doni Home?
Doni tulikuwa vako zilikuwa kibao sana.
Kama gani?
Tulikuwa ball. Sana tulikuwa tunapatana na boys, tulikuwa tunapatana na ball. Alafu tunajua kulikuwa na yeye, kulikuwa na msitu, tulikuwa tunaenda guard hunting bana. Ama tulikuwa na zita guard
adventure.
Hizo ndo zilikuwa gazetu mba.
And right now Doni Home has really changed.
Manze.
It's literally become concrete jungle.
Mm.
So umeingia 34 Gang, umeanza muziki. What is something that you always wanted to do or did it just happen by chance?
Man, muziki sijui ndakwambiaje. ile love yenye niko nayo ya muziki ni mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nilianza muziki nikiwa mtoi.
Yeah.
Nikiwa huko ma seme class 4 nilikuwa nishaanza kucheza guitar.
Mhm.
Cheza guitar high school, piga kwaya, ninapenda kwaya by the way.
Unapenda kwaya?
Ninapenda kwaya sana.
Sasa wewe unaimba voice gani kwa kwaya?
Yeah?
Bass.
Bass one.
Ebu si for me a kwaya song that you like.
Mimi?
Yeah.
Hapa so many challenge.
But that there's no challenge. Mm. You can't love kwaya. It's like someone saying, oh, manze upenda futa. Unapenda team gani? Mm. Ah, unajua mimi sipendi mimi na my team sipendi. No, bro. Mm. Which kwaya song do you like? Or which church kwaya song do you like?
Ile uninyunyuzia maji.
Ebu imba tusikie.
Ah, wewe acha.
Eh? Ebu imba.
Sasa intonation naitaingia. Acha chini.
Uninyunyuzie
maji bwana. Ulioshe nitakase. I like that song.
Ni wewe.
Weupe kabisa.
Wow, yeah, gengeton yeah. Artist singing.
Yeah.
Singing that yeah. Singing nyinyisie maji. So you saying music is everything to you. But then now you 34 gang.
Mhm.
Una end up kuanza ku wewe ni wewe sasa wewe Gwash na Razor.
Ah, see, actually, Gwash C34 gang.
So
Gwash was a featuring artist in that
so
song.
So in this big song called Wabebe,
yeah.
Which we hear your voice very clearly in that song,
yeah.
You featured Gwash in Wabebe.
Yeah.
So the group is now becomes what? It becomes you and Razor.
Yeah, we are three of us.
Uh-huh. So you, Razor.
And Shagwa.
And Shagon.
Shagwa.
Shagwa.
Yeah.
So but you know the dynamics of groups are not that easy to deal with. I mean we'll get to that in a short while.
Mm.
But sasa wewe Razor na Gwash.
Yeah.
No. Wewe Razor na Gwash.
Yeah.
You guys now have one of the biggest songs called Wabebe.
Nashukuru Mungu
sana. Did you know that Wabebe would become a big song? Did you ever muli envision ama mlikapitwa na vibe tu kwa studio alafu ika happen?
The story about Wabebe is crazy, yeah.
Mm.
Wabebe, me actually did the demo
mm-hmm.
and left it in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Reza came in, felt the vibe, jumped on it.
Yeah.
And then we were like, who else can we put on this song?
Yeah.
And that time, Sasa tulikuwa tumejoana na Gwash.
Yeah.
So we were like, why not put Gwash on this song? So we hit Gwash up, akakam, na ngoma ikakuwa.
Yeah.
From there, mimi, actually, nilikuwa na nikipray naambia God hii song ikifika 100k mimi ndajua
yeah.
Shadu mambo yako
yeah.
But Mungu ni nani,
even did more
alifanya
so when yeah. When now una record na producer mgani at this point, who are you working with, who are some of these guys who are making this gengeton sound like and it's possible for you guys to actually even create this music?
I mean I work na producers kibao.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me work na almost all the greatest gengeton producers.
Yeah, but who made Wabebe?
Who made Wabebe is a guy called Hitman.
Hitman. So, Uneza, but can you sort of accredit him for making this gengeton sound?
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate what he did.
Yeah. And, okay, so now we come from Wabebe, 34 gang. You guys are playing everywhere. You guys are making moves. What are some of the big memories of you performing? Unakumbuka manze uko like, yo, if I could relive that day, maybe mlikuwa Dedan Kimathi University and you're like, bro, we killed it. What are some of these memories you have?
Hey, memories kibao.
Yeah.
Yungo mo imeni, ilinipeleka places ziku I expect. There's this one time.
Yeah.
Nilishtuka sana.
Yeah.
We had a show in Kitale showground, yeah.
Yeah. That's my shags in yeah. Kitale. Mhm.
Man. So kutoka kwa hotel ile just moving around doing 1-2. In the morning this is naona wase wamepanga line bana. Wase kibao hivi. Yaani nani morning show ni jioni.
Yeah.
But unaona wase wanaingia
stage. It's like an MJ movie. Yeah. You just feel like damn.
Bana.
Yeah.
So siku nilikuwa yeah, Mr. Structure. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, you're fascinated. Yeah.
Yeah, nice mbaya sana.
So, did gengeton help you to, let's say, put food on your table, to pay your bills? What does gengeton mean to you? Away from the music, other things that gengeton has done for you, what does it mean?
Gengeton came from being a passion to being business right now.
Yeah.
So ime upgrade. Sikuizi ni biashara.
Yeah.
Tunakula nayo, tunapumua.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has done a lot for me. Yeah.
But you know also when success comes very quickly, a lot of people can't handle success. I don't know if it's a misjudgment or it's just, but a lot of gangeton artists, you guys drink too much, you guys smoke too much, you guys live the fast life, you know, like rock stars.
Culture,
is it the success?
Culture.
Is the culture? Is it hiding something? What is it? Why are you guys known for doing too much drugs?
Being rowdy, yeah.
Yeah. And by rowdiness, I mean drugs. I don't.
Nah.
I'm not. Anybody can be rowdy.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about drugs.
Personally, me kulingana na venye mimi nafikiria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ni culture ile influence. Izo vitu zote. Si hata ukisikia hizo mangoma.
Yeah.
Mostly vitu zenye zinaongelelea.
Yeah.
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 Sini inaongelelea nini? Drugs.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a reflection of what was happening on the ground.
Yeah, it was a real reflection of what is happening.
And also, but the thing is, when now corporates come in, like let's say when Atakuwapia Masho, they made some of you maybe change the way you guys sort of carried yourselves.
Lazima ujibebe bana. For the bag, man.
Yeah.
Lazima ukwe discipline.
Secure the bag.
Lazima secure the bag, man.
Okay, so Gengeton now is at the top there.
Yeah.
It's doing the thing. Everybody's trying to like work with Gengeton artists, do collabs with Gengeton artists, and then the biggest hit comes. It's called this big song called COVID.
COVID
takes away the number one spot from Gengeton. It becomes the number one. COVID is number one.
Yeah, yeah.
It changes everything as far as Gengeton artists and Rubai music
sana,
is concerned.
Rubai sana.
What did COVID do to you guys that changed Gengeton till today?
Actually, you know, Gengeton started popping around 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit at 2020, sindio?
Yeah.
COVID ili blunt mbaya sana. Kwa sababu, sayendo, we were just getting the wings, yani.
Yeah.
We're starting to fly, nini, kidogo, kidogo, everywhere is shut down. No shows.
Yeah.
No nothing, just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Man, ili cause a lot of depression.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu, tulikuwa tushaanza kuzoea, yani, yo lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kidogo, jota. May remember 2020, I spent a whole year bila kupiga gig. Natulia sasa ndo hapo sasa ikaanza kufanya sasa tunafikiria kufanya vitu zingine. That's why we started doing other things.
Yeah. Lakini pia kuna gigs zenye ulikuwa umebookiwa, kuna gigs ulikuwa umebookiwa.
Yeah,
nakumbuka. Hizo gigs, how many? I remember you had like, I had a lot of shows that were just canceled.
Zilikuwa around 8.
Yeah.
Book shows zenye zilikuwa canceled from February.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa najua February.
And that's just 1 month.
Yeah.
Wow. And ime cause a lot of depression. I mean, for your friends who are in the industry, unaona game wa change aje. Kuna maybe hata wenye uongeleshangi ama tu life yao ili change kabisa. Wasi waka kwa stress, wasi waka shida kwa hao, wasi wengine wafanye mziki, ili change aje personality yenu kama wasani.
Ili create mad change kwa sababu hata nikikachini nifikiria. Adi, I know a lot of my friends who are Gengeton artists who quit doing Gengeton because of that COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it let us stress mbaya sana. Yeah. Depress wasani wengi. But the strong one survive.
Lakini haijarudi venye ilikuwa before.
Ah, bad.
It's not gone back. But now there's a new emergence of a new thing called Urban Tone.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about Urban Tone? What do you like it? The idea of basically just taking a whole track that we know and now redoing that. It's like not covering, it's like this is called interpolation. You just get a whole track and then you just redo whatever.
Uh-huh.
And those guys are becoming like the new Gengeton stars.
Yeah.
What do you think about Urban Tone?
Actually, from my side, I like it. Because sababu art ni art.
Yes.
Always say mati na art ni nini, art ni anything, yani creative, sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
So, akuna venye tutabash Urban Tone. Na sayi at least wanafanya watu wana dance kwa club, unajua vile Gengeton pia inafanyaga.
Yeah.
So, mi pande yangu I like it.
Yeah.
Na napenda hao my boys wa come up.
Yeah.
Waenjoy pia venye sisi tunaenjoy.
Na nyinyi wenye mlikuwa hapo before was wanafanya gang. Do you guys talk to each other? Like, do you guys get counseling? Do you guys...
Counseling from who?
Nobody to talk to. Do people care about
you guys? But we talk to each other.
Yeah. Do people care about you guys? Do you feel like there's any love? For you know, you guys, you know, there's a time you guys literally removed Afrobeat from the charts in this country.
Ndo maana nimekujibu hiyo swali hapa nito nikakwambia. Yeah, we need to show love. Kwa sababu mimi nakumbuka genge to nikikama up.
Yeah.
Love haikuwa, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walijaribu kutuzima, lakini the music was bigger than, than anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, what was the question?
Yeah, like, do you guys feel like, but you also feel like Kenyans let you down? Even after COVID, I mean, they should have gotten you guys shows, wangirea tu kwa pia mashow, playing your music, you know, like, you know, just continued. Because I did this for everybody else. I mean, do you feel like Kenyans let down Gengeton artists? How?
Ati how?
Yeah.
Manze, si hiyo love venye ikuwa. Unajua, hadi kuna radio stations zingine hazikuwa zinataka kucheza Gengeton.
Yeah.
You remember that time.
Yeah.
So, ilikuwa hard, but my fans ndo kila kitu. My fans ni watru, my fans...
So do you still make music from Gengeton music? From the streams and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Are people still showing you love online?
Yeah.
What do the fans want now? What are they looking for?
They want just more Gengeton music. They want
But you guys are not releasing as much as you guys used to do.
Ndio sasa tunarudi. Hata ukiangalia sasa hii industry vizuri.
Yeah.
Sasa ndio sasa watu wa Gengeton wanarudi. Tulikuwa tumeenda tumepumzika kidogo.
But do you know the success of Gengeton is that you never had a plan?
Yeah.
There was no ati kupanga, sijuyo, it just happened. Do you guys think you'll ever go back to that place where you guys were?
Definitely, inshallah.
Is it possible?
It is possible, yeah.
Okay, who are some of the artists who you think, apart from yourself, who you think can take Gengeton back to where it was before?
There are a lot of artists. Unaona tu ile mbogi yenye ilikuaga, ile mina amini hiyo mbogi hadi wa leo. Na si keep it in touch.
Yeah.
Si upean advice, tunarudi, tunashikana, tunapatana ma studio kibao, tunafanya makolabo, ma mashup. Mekwa
record music.
Tunapatata tuko watu kama wasita kwa ngoma moja.
Wow.
From different crews.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mina jua, sitaki kutaja majina.
Yeah.
But najua itarudi pale juu.
Itarudi huko. Mm. Again, going back to groups.
Yeah.
If given a chance, would you go back to being in a group?
Sisi kama 34 Gang hatujaachana.
Yeah.
Hatujaachana.
Sasa nani new mekaje do? Nani ukula do most kama ukiget gig? Wewe unakula do most ama unashare na kila mtu ama ni manager? How does it go?
Ina depend na gig imekuja na njia gani.
Uh-huh.
Kama gig imekuja na 34 Gang, jina 34 Gang, we split equally.
Yeah.
But kama awase wametafuta Vuva peke yake ama mtafuta Reza peke yake ama Shagwa, sisi wengine tutakuja kumsupport.
Yeah.
Na kila mtu atapata tu something out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting. Okay. So before we talk about about some certain Gengeton artists I have here, I want you to tell me what you think about them. Exactly what you think about this artist.
Yeah.
Before that, you though were not really meant to be a Gengeton artist.
Yeah.
You were meant to be a trap tone artist.
What it's called Trapuka.
Trapuka.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Trapuka?
Trapuka is a fusion of trap na ile muziki ya kina Nyashinski kitambo, kina Klepto, so it was Kapuka.
Yeah.
So it was a fusion of trap and Kapuka.
So do we expect a project from you that allows us to get to see you as an individual with that kind of music?
It's the same thing. Yani Trapuka and Gengeton is the same thing.
Okay.
That's why as we started as Trapuka, but the name Gengeton came about, so we just decided to switch the name to Gengeton and go with it.
Okay, are you working?
It's the same thing. Yeah. Same thing.
It's the same thing. Are you working on any projects, solo projects on your own?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe an album.
Yeah. There's a.
Yeah.
There's
what's the plan?
There's a eight track album.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it will release by January or February.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Okay. Yeah. So this interview is airing literally in February.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's out.
Yeah, it will be out.
If it's out, you check the description link. Yeah. If it didn't, this is a clear. Yeah. You know, think of artists saying, "Oh, my music is gonna be out in 2 months." This is exactly how artists are. They say it, and they don't really make it happen.
The album is actually ready, bro.
So the album is ready.
Yeah, it's ready.
Okay, so we're gonna wait to see how that goes. Like, okay, so now let's talk about these Gengeton artists, some of them.
Yeah.
And how you feel about them.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about Guash.
Guash is a good friend of mine, really talented.
Yeah.
And mtu anabidi sana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guash is also nowadays like on TikTok. No, like on Instagram or whatever. Yeah. He's always cooking. Guash ame kupikia.
Yeah.
So anapikia tu wa social media.
Yeah, anapikia tu social media.
Okay, what do you think about Reckless?
Reckless, only G man, only mad chorus, mad hook maker.
Yeah, mad hook maker.
I think he's the baddest in Kenya.
What do you think about SWAT?
SWAT pia ni kijana mbaya, really talented.
Yeah. And what do you think about Ian Rankin?
Only G wangu mbaya sana.
Yeah.
Very talented, tukona ngoma na yeko album yangu inakuja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have any memory with these guys, tell us a memory. Maybe mlikuwa na SWAT, mkakimbizwa mahali na mafans.
Asi pale kwa spirit.
Mkajificha kwa kiosk. Like, you know, maybe you guys have a nice story. You make sure you tell me.
Sisi hatuwepagi mafans. Sisi tunapenda mafans. Yani, if msele anaweza patana na wewe kwa road ya kama kugote, that means kuna mwali ulimguza.
Yeah.
So, hakuna story.
Hakuna kukimbia.
Hakuna kukimbia.
You stay there. Okay, what about Furthermore?
Yes, sahi sindio yenda kusema sahi ama.
So he's the Gengeton kid on the block.
Yeah, sahi yenda kusema.
The newest kid on the block. Are you guys want to work together? Do you know each other? Are you planning to work together?
I think meet maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Lakini hatujaka studio na yeye.
So hopefully you guys do something together.
Kitu itafanyika.
Okay, what about Joe Face?
Joe Face is a good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tunafanya kazi na yeye.
Ametoka side gani Joe Face? And your favorite song ya Joe Face?
Joe Face. My favorite song with him, ndasema ni song inaitwa Kamwerezo. Tumeifanya mimi. Yeah, Mbuzi Gang na Sailors.
Okay, what do you think about Mbuzi Gang?
Mbuzi Gang ni maji, si ni mambuzi tu. Mimi unajua hakuna mtu ndasema ati ni mbaya ama nini.
But that's the thing, I didn't expect you to say someone is bad. Yeah. I just want to know what your experience is with these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Saru?
Saru ni mbaya.
She's a bad girl.
Yeah, only bad bit.
She's the one holding it down right now for the females for the men, even in the industry. Yeah. Okay, Peter Scarlett.
Dancer Atari.
Dancer Atari. Yeah. Was it, by the way, one of the people who made Gengeton music big is a dancer. Because it's all mami ondoko, manini, ma... Yo, bro, you guys made us move our bodies in ways we never knew we could move our bodies.
Mbana, ndo yo.
You want to do a dance?
Mimi?
Yeah. Yo, ni yes or no?
Mimi na migumbili za left.
So, would you could dance?
Labda nipate tu trainer nifundishe jola. Yine mimi niko inje.
Uko inje. So, tumalizie na Dimore na Razor. What do you think about Dimore? Dimore yule mo, is it Dimore the one that that Jackie Vike and a crush on?
Sidani.
No, there is one that Jackie Vike has a crush on. Man, I can't remember, but there is one that Jackie Vike ako na crush on. What do you think about Dimore?
Dimore ni G, tumefanya projects kibao na
Yeah, favorite song ya Dimore?
Favorite song, kuna... Mina penda Bora Uhai.
Bora Uhai?
Ningoma ya Dem Days.
Yeah. Is that something, is that like a soundtrack to a life or your life? Bora Uhai.
Yeah, Bora Uhai.
Bora Life.
Yeah, Bora Life.
No matter what happens, Bora Life.
Bana.
And finally, Razor, what do you think about Razor? Who you've worked with? Actually, it's called, what's the other guy called?
Shagwa
and Razor, who you work with, what do you think about them?
Those are my best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. So, tukiona any issues we have in it out, tukiingia studio, we do mad, we're mad chemistry.
Yeah.
So, mina, na appreciate us.
You
sana.
Make shit happen.
Yeah.
Bora Uhai, man. Okay, so as we wind up, I've got three last questions for you. Your current hustle. Yeah. There's a place where you work, where I think a lot of people wouldn't expect that you work there.
Yeah.
But also, you work without... putting in any shame. Because for me, I believe, and one of the things I learned from my mom is, ukifanya kitu yote usikuwe na aibu ama haya. Because a lot of times people don't actually give a damn. They might act like they actually care. Oh my God, manze niliona ule mzina alikuangasta wa Gengeton, fuva, nimemona manze, anahonga dere. Nobody gives a shit about this stuff.
Bana.
What matters is that you're doing what is right by you.
Yeah.
So what is this kind of hustle of yours that you're doing?
Right now I'm a clearing and forwarding agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me mambo yangu tu ukiwa na mzigo hii Nairobi.
Yeah.
You just sit vuba. Yeah. Anashughulika mbana.
You're the guy who knows how to to hold those papers, call the right people.
I know all the right people in that industry.
Do the checklist and get your shit to where it needs to be shipped, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what does the future look like for Vuva?
Personally,
think of a future where Gengeton is big again.
Yeah.
And think of a future where Gengeton is not big again. How does that future look like?
Vuva ni msani, diverse.
Yeah.
So hata Gengeton ikuwe kubwa, ikuwe ndogo, Vuva will still be there.
Yeah.
Forever will Vuva will still be there.
Yeah.
So the future is bright. Future inakapoa. Mambo inafunguka sahi. Kwanza hiyo pande ya muziki na shukuru Mungu.
Yeah.
Everything is doing well.
And when it comes to your mental health, do you talk to anybody when you, let's say you have in, I don't know if you're like me, maybe you have anxiety or maybe you feel depressed sometimes, or maybe you just feel like, you know, I need to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Any of the close people, the people who are close to me, those who I keep around is nikisikia ku vent naenda kwao.
Is that, do you do that, Vuva?
Yeah, I vent a lot.
I don't believe you. What my boys wa mta? Ati yo, manzi ni aje my boys, nitaka to meet pale. Pale kwa ile place ya Chibodoni. How do you do it?
Sasa nataka to meet.
Le, so, I know
where I'll find you, sir. So I'll just bring myself there.
And then when you bring yourself?
See, if we are having a drink, maybe juo, maji, nini. Na story na bamba. See, ni machenga chenga tu alafu unaingia.
Mi hapo ujudge sema anything. Huh? Ujudge tetea. Hapo umesema machenga chenga.
Yes, ndiyo, yani design.
Because if you find me, let's say, at the club, to chill, like you want to talk about, let's say, your life, do you know how annoying you are if you want to, like, be like, yo, bro, by then, mekwa, life is not easy, like, kuna venye, na mzae, saizi, tumekwa sana, like, that, yo, kitu na nibo sana. And guys are drinking, they look at you like, bro, shut up.
Pia kuna designer, wezi go overboard nayo.
Listen, your mental health is not like going overboard with your mental health. Your mental health is already gone overboard.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to help, you talk to people. My challenge to you, the reason I'm asking this question is because I feel like a lot of you artists, like I told you, this was, you don't plan success.
Yeah.
You plan excellence.
Yeah.
Success comes when things now start to align and things are just working out.
Yeah.
I think, and it's something that is very dear to me. I've been thinking of how I can get Kenyan celebrities, Kenyan personalities, to be able to meet up with a counselor or meet up with somebody who can speak to them so where they don't feel like no one is judging them. If you and I and Reza and BN and Viri are in a room together, regardless of our stature, we all feel like everything we're going through, he's gone through it.
It's
we're living it
thing.
Here.
Yeah, it's the same
but if you're
thing.
With strangers, I'll be like, hey, manzo mesikia manzo vile vuba ana struggle na. You get. So uo ni mzimu hata kuelewa. I really feel that you, Gengeton artists, must really question yourselves and begin to take your mental health very seriously. From the fame, from the disappointment, from the money that comes with this lifestyle, and from the criticism that comes with it, and that spotlight, people, kukumulika, you must really take care of your mental health. I have no solution. There's no formula. But you guys need to find a way to take care of yourselves. Just
kweli,
find a way to take care of yourselves.
Because
I've seen so many of you guys going down the drain. So take care of yourselves. Haya, some fans, when I told guys I was going to host you, some fans asked me, are there any girls keeping you busy? And if they can keep you busy, these are some girls saying they want to keep Vuva busy. Wamesikia uko na watu ikadha uko Don Home. Wenye hujui.
Father Christmas. Father Abraham.
In Don Home, I hear you have like 3 kids in Don Home.
Cheza chini.
So is it possible? Me, I was guessing. Is it possible?
Si ukweli. Naja ni wadani. Naja ni jitoe soko. Miniko biz.
So uko soko ama?
Miniko biz.
So wakutafute.
Mrembo tuwa kiona tuwa mbambika na mimi. Na pia mini bambike na ye. We can kick it, man.
So utapena namba yako?
Zi. Unazatu ni DM Instagram.
What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Vuva_Vuva.
Yeah.
On all platforms, actually, yeah.
You know, I forgot the one question that I should have asked you at the beginning.
Yeah.
Vuva.
Huh?
What does the name Vuva come from?
Vuva is my real name. Because in full it is Kivuva.
So who Kivuva?
Sasa unataka nipeana ID zaidi bana.
Peana namba yako, jina yako. Nani
aliongoza jo eh?
Niwaambie.
Eh?
Niwaambie.
Ah, wewe acha bana. Ni vuva vuva.
Kivuva. He's from, this guy is from Machakos.
Bana hizo pande zetu.
Are you from Machakos au Makueni au Kitui?
Sasa tuna flex, tuko na maji, tuna chakula. We are feeling nice, bro. Feeling nice.
Imagine guys having water in Machakos is a flex.
Yeah, it's a flex, bro.
Hiya, thank you so much for coming through, Vuva. I can't wait. Guys, Vuva is in my upcoming album.
Yeah.
This is hopefully, I don't know if we're in March. I don't know when the date is. We're probably in Feb or March. We're in one of them. No, my God, we're probably in March. Yeah, we're in March. So he's in my album. It's called Here We Go Again. And Vuva is in a song. It's actually an Amapiano song called Controller. And the song came out. It was so interesting when the house vibing, and then my cousin who plays PS says, oh, let me get the controller. And then we were like,
and that's it.
That's the name of the song.
Yeah, that's
Controller.
It. Controller.
So it was a really nice, you know, it was a nice moment that happened there. So make sure you go check out my album and with the Vuva in the song called Controller. It's a really dope jam. And also to hear Vuva in a very different style of music, it's quite interesting. So I'm gonna, this is called a pocket roomie. So I normally open this any page and I read for someone.
What's it about?
It's just written by a prophet called Rumi.
Ah.
A prophet and a poet called Rumi. No. No. I won't tell you from. I want you to go, maybe go look for Rumi, but it doesn't matter. So I'll open a page. I'll just open a page and then whichever page I read for you what's there, and maybe it's meant for you.
Okay.
So there. Oh, look at yours. To take a step without feet. This is love. To fly towards a secret sky. To cause 100 veils to fall each moment. First, to let go of life. In the end, to take a step without feet. To regard this world as invisible and to disregard what happens, what appears to the self. So, Vuva, first to let go of life.
Yeah.
In the end, to take a step without feet.
Yeah.
To regard the world as invisible.
Yeah.
And to disregard what appears to the self.
Kidogo kizungu imenichanganya hapo lakini eh.
Sasa unaona hiyo page nimeifunga. Really, now after I've closed the page, I can't even, I was supposed to explain it to you. Anyway, I think for me it's a very simple explanation of sometimes just, you know when you're going to swim and they always say jump in with, you know, your both feet, both legs. Just get into life without thinking about how do I look? How people are going to view me?
Yeah.
Am I going to look crazy? The same thing with love. And love here to mean love for whatever you might love. It might be a person. It might be
a passion. Yeah.
So whatever it is, jump in with all of your heart. As if someone told you right now to jump and you didn't have feet, you probably would fly. Yep.
Definitely.
You probably would fly. Yeah. If you're at the top of a building and you're jumping and someone tells you to jump, the first thing you see is how your legs are going to break and how you're going to destroy yourself.
Yeah.
But if you don't have feet, you literally just jump
because
probably you have wings. So just jump and to disregard all of those things and just jump in head on. So whatever you do, do it with all of your might and all of your heart. And I promise you, everything you want to achieve in this world is right at the sole of your feet. All you gotta do is
and jump. Take a step, yeah?
Thank you, jump. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this conversation with the one and only Vuva, and myself, one of the pioneers of Gengetone music. He deserves his flowers. Make sure you go check him out, Vuva_Vuva on his social media handles. And also, make sure you like us at Antonio Soul, at Unlock Your Soul Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and right here on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe, comment, hit that notification button and tell everybody about Unlock Your Soul. It's time to unlock your soul. Thank you for choosing Unlock Your Soul podcast, where it helps you to grow and, of course, Unlock Your Soul. I hope you learned something new, something bright, something great today, and that you can also share this podcast with each and every single person that you know. All you gotta do is review, like, and share this podcast on your favorite social media platform. Also, make sure you check us out on YouTube at Unlock Your Soul Podcast, on Instagram at Unlock Your Soul Pod, and on TikTok at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. It's time